T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
It's time for a new way to talk. Here's Medal of Honor recipient, David
Belavia.
No, that's not it.
David Belavia.
That's not how you pronounce it.
Staff Sergeant David Belavia.
Really? That's how you're going to pronounce it?
David Belavia.
Ah, come on.
David Belavia.
It's David Belavia on WBEN.
Good morning. Welcome to week number 2 of the David Belavia Show here on News Radio 930 WBEN, talking back to school with teachers, parents, and students. Get on board. 803-0930 is the Volkswagen of Orchard Park text number. Follow us at David WBEN and the David Belavia Show on Facebook. Here he is, David Belavia.
Ah, thank you. What a beginning to a program. Play the end of the beginning.
Yeah,
you were flustered, Joe.
I read the cart wrong. That's on me.
It's fine. Tony Caligiuri is over there. Tony, Joe. Now the weekend, we usually would ask how your weekend went, but yours is on Facebook.
Yeah.
And you asked your now fiance. We assume everything went. Speaking it in the past tense as if it was positive and successful.
It actually went better than I thought I was going to screw up a line or get too nervous and not do
Could you walk me through everything? Now, I know the Bisons aren't playing, so that was your first choice.
Yeah.
Was the Bisons game.
Yeah, I wanted to get on the Jumbotron.
That's what you wanted there. That's gone, so you decided what? Well, how did you do it?
Well, it's the last month in our apartment, so I thought, hey, this apartment's really where our relationship, where we...
Okay,
knew that,
that's enough there. We got
The future was, was going to be. So I decided that would be the time, and I picked dinner on Saturday. Now, I thought she'd be tipped off because I made reservations. I never make dinner reservations, but made the dinner reservation. So Saturday, went out for a soccer game with Mazurowski, and then came home. She got home from work. I had gotten these roses, and the card said, "We've only just begun." But I always put corny stuff on the rose, on the flowers.
Yeah,
so
do you?
That didn't tip her off.
So you had roses that said, "We've only just begun."
Yeah, like the Carpenter song.
Do you have any
song.
Self-respect? I'm just curious.
No, have you learned nothing about me?
No, that's beautiful. And so now, how do you ask the question? What do you say?
All right, so we were getting ready to go, and I said, hey.
Are you sweating profusely?
No, I actually, I had the Mets game on, so I was keeping my cool, by just focusing and not getting too nervous. I said, hey, I got something for you before we leave. So I went and I had this teddy bear and the ring together. So I put the ring in my back pocket and I gave this mushy speech and, said, hey, when you look at this teddy bear, I hope it reminds you of, our time in this apartment and, everything. And also, hopefully you'll remember the time I asked you. And then I went into the question and she said yes.
Was there any delay or emotion?
Nope.
Or
lots of emotion, lots of tears, but no delay on the yes.
And who did you now? Did you ask her family at all for permission?
Yes. So I asked her father actually last Sunday. We were out for a dinner with her family to celebrate her brother's new job, and I never got the opportunity to ask. So later in the night, I pretended that I had to go to the bathroom upstairs and waited for him to go upstairs to go to bed. And I asked him then.
Wait a minute. That is the weirdest thing I've ever heard of. You waited late in wait, like ambush style in the bathroom for him to go to bed?
Yeah.
Seriously?
Yeah.
What, you thought of no other way to take him aside?
Well, all day
I
had been...
plausible reason why you'd want to talk to her father?
Yeah, I don't know.
You are so weird, Joe.
I am a weird person.
No. You know what? That's something very rare that you see people laid in ambush in bathrooms. No, honestly, people ask you permission of the father. That's amazing. It shows that you're a very mature and respectful person. That's how we were raised. That's how it's done. So
yeah, I just wouldn't have felt right if, you know, obviously.
No, that speaks volumes about you.
I wanted to make sure it was okay with him and let him and her mother know that, hey, you know, next weekend
that's a very respectful thing to do. Listen, I think that's great. I don't know your fiance. I've heard wonderful things about her, and I think it's great that you're happy, and I wish you the most success.
Thank you.
Tony, what do you think? Mistake? This is a huge mistake, isn't it?
No, I think this is good news. He's going to have a blast.
Did you ask permission before you made the engagement?
I didn't ask permission, but I did let my in-laws know. Especially my mother-in-law, I let her know, and she was helping me save up the money to buy the ring. And my father-in-law, you know, tipped him off that, you know, this is what was going to happen. And, you know, then they were, you know, obviously great with it.
Was there any question that they would say no?
Or no, she would say no? No, not at all. I proposed at Romeo and Juliet's on Hurdle Avenue, thought that would be romantic. But unlike Joe, I fumbled and messed it up.
What did you do?
I go to, you know.
Did you lay in wait in the bathroom for your father to?
No, I was super scared. We get to the place, you know, we're outside having lunch, and I go to pull the ring out, and I fumbled it.
You dropped the ring?
I dropped the ring, yeah.
Ouch. That's right. You know, if you have any question that the person you're about to ask to marry you may say no, maybe it's a sign that you
should know going in. It should never be any doubt.
It can't be like, hey, we've had three great dates.
Yes.
We both
like
Clint Eastwood
movies. We all know somebody like that, by the way.
We're O negative blood type. Let's do this.
But we just met. Let's get married.
It was funny at dinner. So I proposed and we decided that we wouldn't tell anyone until after dinner. We would celebrate, you know, the two of us at dinner.
Well, who would you tell during dinner?
Well, if we had, you know, maybe on the drive, called people, and then been on our phones the whole time. So we made sure that dinner would just be us, and then after dinner, I had bought some Prosecco, and we'd have that at the apartment while we were calling people. So we get to the restaurant, and the hostess walks us to our table. Now, I had pre-ordered a bottle of champagne and wanted it ready when we got there, and it was there. I don't know if it's the way Katie and I looked, but the hostess said, well, this can't be your table, and took us to another one. And I said, no, I think that is our table. I don't know if we didn't look like the...
Wow, you were judged.
Yeah, if we were not the type.
Disrespected.
What were you wearing?
A button-down and jeans.
Oh, okay. So, well, yeah, but I mean, it wasn't like you were in shorts and flip-flops.
No.
A visor on?
Yeah, backwards.
We pulled up in our golf cart.
And they were surprised that we were the ones that wanted the...
She was very, very rude to us. It's just horrible that Duff's would treat you that way.
Oh,
no, I'm sorry.
Joe Duff's one of my best friends in the world.
No, Duff's are awesome. But you proposed at a nice restaurant, and she said yes, and everyone's happy. How much time did you spend on the ring shopping for that?
I had been looking at rings for a few months because, you know, I wanted the perfect one. So I was doing a lot of pricing and looking. And
how did you know her finger size?
I took one of her rings off the dresser.
And you said, that's good. Smart move.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well done. All right. So now how do you feel? You feel better? Do you feel worse? What do you feel?
I feel great. I was scared that I would either underwhelm the proposal because it was at our apartment or I would rush it or I thought something would go wrong in one of the three steps I had planned to this proposal, and I'm happy that everything went the way I had seen it.
By the way, the text board believes that you're respectful and weird the same time for the whole bathroom ambush thing. No, it has nothing to do with Oscar Pistorius in totally different ambush in a bathroom. Please get that out of your head. Someone wrote, Joe would rather let the household think he's upstairs. No, we're not going to read that either. But someone, did you see that one?
Yes.
Yeah. She's a lucky girl, Joe. How long have you been seeing her?
2 years.
2 years.
I slid into her Instagram DMs last month, and then our actual first date 2 years will be tomorrow.
All right. Well, hey, we're going to do the first hour. We're going to talk about any advice we have for Joe Beamer in the marital department. We spoke off air about my advice to you.
Yes.
And you're still here. I really think prenuptials are huge, and I don't mean that as any disrespect. Matter of fact, I think it's actually respecting her, you know, in the long run, because you want to be able to say, I'm going to take care of you. I care about you. This is my guarantee. Also, with a prenuptial, that might be enough incentive to make the marriage work during tough times, because you now know this is what you're going to be paying if the marriage doesn't work out. Sometimes you could put little clauses in there where if one of the two of you are unfaithful, you get hit with a large amount of money. So that's a great incentive to not, you know, do those things. So maybe those are the things in today's world that'll keep people married. But the idea is that I think it's fair, and it'll save a whole lot of stomach lining.
I have to say, the pandemic has actually like reassured me that this works, that this is a special thing, because a lot of people during the pandemic are like, yeah, you know what? I'm getting out. You know, I've had too much of this person.
Someone just texted in that they would take your proposal, Joe, and they want someone to propose to them. And if you had proposed to this person, they would have accepted it. Oh. After no years of dating. That's Jim in North Tonawanda. But no, I don't know who that is, but I assume it's a nice lady that is a fan of yours. We'll take your calls at 803-0930. Advice to someone getting married today, not just Joe, but in general. You know, there's so many people that have been married for you know, decades. What are you doing right? Joe's about to take the big plunge here. And go. And do you have a date for when you're going to?
Well, we're looking at early next October.
I mean, Friday. Are you? No.
Yeah.
So you're looking at next October to do the, not, of course, this, you're saying of 2021.
Of 2021. I mean, obviously, everything's up in the air because you have now all the 2020 weddings moved to next year. And then people like us.
It's got to be tough to find a venue.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And that's why we think next October would be the best, because everyone's, you know, taking those summer dates.
How big do you think you're going to do the wedding? How many people?
Well, I think 120. But
wow, that's a pretty big wedding.
Yeah, we've done some talking. But again, I mean, everything's up in the air. I mean, who knows? If we're still like this next year, it might just be a Zoom wedding.
Why don't you just, whatever Sandy's doing, just say, hey, hold everyone in the same position.
Yeah.
And just, you know, bookend off that.
Judge Wolfgang, can you now come over to the table and do this?
Knock out two for one, save him money, save you money. It's a win-win. No, that's cool, though. I wish you guys the best. And your advice for Joe on his upcoming, well, he's engaged. So you will be engaged for essentially, you'll have, by the time you get married, you'll have known her for over 3 years.
Yeah, for over 3 years.
And at that point, you know, there's really, you know each other. There's no secret.
And I think it's really like being together 4 or 5 years, because the pandemic, we have, honestly, I mean, she has been home since March. So we were together every day, all but 7 hours every day. And like I said, a lot of people, pandemic has caused breakups. I mean, look at Kristen Cavallari and Jay Cutler. But, you know, I think for us, it actually, not to sound all sappy and stuff, but I think it actually made us stronger. So I would actually add a few extra months for that pandemic.
You know, that's so funny that you bring that up, because I've heard that a bunch of times, that these COVID relationships are actually, you know, three times the relationship that a normal relationship would be, because you were essentially on an island together. You know, and if you cannot hate each other after that, then, you know, there's hope. I think that's awesome. I'm a huge fan of, you know, young people deciding that this is what they want, going after, and now you've got a tag team partner for the rest of your life.
Yeah.
You know, and you guys are going to go at the world together. She's going to have your back. You're going to have her back. And it's fantastic.
It's something you were talking about with Susan and Brian, you know, people getting married in their 20s. I feel, you know, people say, oh, you guys got married a little later. But I think it's great getting married in your early 30s, because I've now seen so many of my friends get married. Some even go through the divorce in their 20s. So I think I've also learned a lot. What do you want at a wedding? No one's expecting your wedding to be this, you know, huge production, because, you know, you've seen everyone, so everyone else's.
Don't you think it should be as easy or as difficult to if it's difficult to get divorced, it should be difficult to get married.
Yeah, I like the other idea. I think they both should be easy.
Easy.
Yes.
The divorce is easy. The marriage is easy. What do you think of this idea of renewing your marriage certificate every 3 years?
I love that idea.
Isn't that great?
Yes.
So your driver's license, you don't just get a driver's license. You have to renew it. Sometimes they ask you to come in and take an eye exam. Right? What if during the course of a state sanctioning a marriage, they were like, hey, just want to make sure everything's still good. Let's just do a quick little interview. Are you happy? What's going on in your life? Do you want to do this again?
You just don't want that expiration date to be around a time where you guys are fighting, because you never know if you'd answer the same way as in normal times.
You ever watch that show, Married at First Sight?
No, my mom loves that show. I've never seen it.
It's a reality show where the couple gets married. Literally, they don't even know, never met each other until they're at the altar. And they are there for basically a period of, 3 months, whatever it is. And then they have a decision to make. Do I want to stay married or get divorced? Right? And it's a big deal. And inevitably, it's like 2/3 of the couple stay married for the show. And then they end up getting divorced with the character. Everyone ends up doing that. But when you look at that, the idea of these arranged marriages back in the day, and the success rate is through the roof. Because if there is no option to get divorced, there won't be a divorce.
Right.
So you learn what's really important, what isn't important. And a lot of people that show up at the altar stay married forever because quit isn't, this is what's happening, and this is what our parents want us to do, and this is what we're going to do.
Well, I'll tell you this. As nervous as I got before the proposal, I don't think I'll ever get divorced, because having to propose a divorce, I think I'd be 10 times as nervous as I was proposing for marriage.
Well, are you proposing for divorce?
Yeah. Will you divorce me?
I would like to take her. And that would also end up with an ambush in the bathroom with the father-in-law. That is the same thing. Let's go to the phones. Beth, go ahead. You're on. Advice for Mr. Beamer or anyone getting married.
Yeah, hi there. Good morning. My name is Beth. And Joe, congratulations.
Thank you, Beth.
I think it's very nice. Thank you. My advice will be, I'm 55 and got married when I was 19. So, and we're still married. So 35 years, we just celebrated. Now,
congratulations.
Thank you. I would say that you're old enough to not make probably poor financial decisions. So, because I would say that we made poor financial decisions having been as young as we were. But during your marriage, you'll change, she'll change, and it's not going to be at the same time. And when one changes and the other one has not, you're going to look at each other like you got 8 heads. And you're going to wonder, what happened to you? Where did you go? Where is my spouse? Where is my Joe that I married? Where is my wife? And you have to meet the other person where they are. And you have to be willing to change and go and do that. The people who are not willing to make the change probably don't make it. So try and always keep an open mind and consider the change always. And if you do that, then you'll both grow and you won't be stuck where you are. And, you'll make it through life. That's my best advice.
Hey, that is a great advice and a great call. And we appreciate that. I don't know, Joe, if you knew that. That was Kris Jenner calling, talking about her husband's change. A very radical change Bruce Jenner made there. No, that was Beth. And I think that's a brilliant advice. People are going to change. And, the business side, excellent. The money, no one talks about that. It's a huge factor in divorce, is how you spend money and do you respect the other person's money. Excellent call from Beth. We'll take your calls, 803-0930. Joe Beamer's getting married, not on the show, but maybe on the show. Who knows? We'll set that up for sweeps in October, and we'll get that. We'll take your advice for anyone thinking about going down the aisle. What are the things you wish you could have told yourself when you first got married? And maybe that advice and that wisdom is good for Joe. Maybe it's good for everyone to listen to your stories of why your marriage worked or why it didn't work and why you decided that. We all support Joe in getting married, and we're super proud of him. And congratulations. But we also want to give you advice and take this hour. In hour two at 10 o'clock, we're going to talk about COVID going back to schools. We're going to have a number for parents. We're going to have a number for teachers. What are on your minds, especially if you're sending your kids to college, high school? What are the things you're planning for, depending on how the school districts operate? All that, so much more coming up after this.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Break. Welcome back to the big program. You heard the number. Where Joe Beamer popped the question to his girlfriend over the weekend. She, of course, said yes, or we wouldn't be talking about this. This would be the worst, cruelest thing we could possibly do. Joe, why do you think she said no? No, of course she said yes. They're getting married. They're very happy, and we wish them the best. It's a feel good story. So we're asking for your advice to Joe, 803-0930, what you have for advice. Now I got to tell you, the story is sweet and it's wonderful, and she seems like an absolute amazing young lady, and you are very lucky, and I wish you nothing but the greatest success in life. But the way you ask the father is one of the craziest things ever. So Joe decides to be a gentleman and get the father's permission a week before. So you wait to the end of dinner and you excuse yourself to use a bathroom upstairs, which means it's a number two. That's what that means, right? You want distance and you want away from the family. So, but you're not doing that.
No.
You're waiting for the father. But at some point, the father was like, Joe's not coming out of the bathroom. This must be explosive diarrhea. I'm going to bed. Like, he literally abandoned the I'm not going to talk to Joe again. He's still in the bathroom. Everyone downstairs thought you were having a problem. And then you intercept the father as he's going to bed and say, hey, I love your daughter. I want to marry her. I have a question. Can I marry your daughter? And do you have a plunger? It was a horrible time. No, but that was his reaction was, yeah, of course.
Very happy, yeah.
That's awesome. That's great.
I mean, probably thinking in the back of his head, wow, this is really weird because we all thought you were. I mean, it was to the point where
but
Katie.
Why you couldn't? I just. Why would you?
All day I was trying to find.
How long were you upstairs?
I was probably upstairs for about 15 minutes.
15 minutes? That's not very long at all.
15, 20 minutes. Well, to go to the bathroom?
Well, it depends on what you're doing. But what I'm saying is that the father just quit after 20 minutes and was like, he's not coming out of here?
Well, no, I knew he was getting ready to go upstairs to go to bed. So right. That's when I said, hey, I have to go to the bathroom.
Oh, I see.
And so I hung out in the bathroom. It took a little longer than I planned. Katie had texted like 10 minutes in, are you okay?
Well, let's go to the phones. Ann, go ahead. You have advice for Joe and the future Mr. and Mrs. Joe Beamer.
Oh, yes. Hi. Congratulations to you.
Thanks, Ann.
From old school saying, let me tell you something. The best advice that I would give you is if you're having a problem, you and yours, keep your family out of it. Don't put family in your mess.
Let me tell you something. Hold on. What Anne is saying right here, Anne is an incredible vessel of wisdom, right? But what she is saying right here is absolute gospel. This is so true. Anne, continue.
You know, so don't put them in it because eventually they are going to take sides and the mess is going to get better. Try to straighten it out between you and them. Friends, keep friends out as well. because they also are going to take sides. They're going to tell her friends, going to tell her one thing, and your friends is going to tell you one thing. Don't listen at all that dribble. Don't listen at all that gospel, because it is not fact. If you got a problem, if you're a praying person, you pray about it, and then you leave it alone, and everything will work out. But the most important thing that I can honestly tell you, keep your kin folks out of your mess, because that's your Achilles heel right there. And God bless you, and good luck.
That's excellent advice, Ann in Buffalo. You know, yeah, it's you know, you've got to, those situations where people live with in-laws, it doesn't matter what side, it's very, very difficult to handle problems, you know, as a couple when you have, you know, one group of parents that obviously are going to side with their child. It really doesn't matter what happened, right? You're going to be like, well, my kid is right. And it just makes things very difficult to do.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, good advice there. And Tony, you have any advice?
I love Ann's advice. That was spot on.
That's brilliant.
See, I don't have to worry because my in-laws are always going to side with me anyway, so I haven't made in that department. Well,
it's a rare circumstance, I would
say. Very rare circumstance. What do you think about, I mean, obviously you want children, right?
Yes.
And do you have a number in your head?
I'm good with just two. I mean,
just two.
You know, if you would have asked me
If
you would have asked me 5 years ago or even 3 years ago if I wanted kids, the answer was no. So the fact that it's gone from zero to two, I think, is
why is Joe constantly fixated on number two? It's crazy.
I think two is the perfect.
That is, I got to tell you, man, the engagement is just beautiful. It was really sweet. You put thought into it. You got flowers. You did champagne. That, you're a gentleman. You're the type of guy that you want, you know, your daughter to marry. That's a gentleman. But that was just a crazy way to ask Dad. The fake bathroom, I don't know if that was a good idea, but go ahead, Tony.
I've got an idea for you, Joe. All right, you and Katie come over. You watch Nick and Samantha.
Oh, thanks.
And see how you guys, maybe you might change your mind. No,
go back to zero.
Someone said, you know, the Facebook stuff, social media is more challenging now for young people getting married because some people want to put, you know, their arguments on Facebook, or they want to put their issues on Facebook. You got to watch out for that too. So someone texted in with, you know, that advice. Ann's advice is great with in-laws. And again, no in-laws are bad or in-laws are good. None of that, you know, cliche nonsense. Anytime a third party is adjudicating arguments in your relationship, it's a sign that your relationship can't fix its own problems.
Well, I think that's the one place where we already are really good on, because anytime, and we don't argue much, but the few times we've argued, we keep it to ourselves and we resolve the argument.
Can we get Katie on the phone here?
You want to get Katie on the phone?
I don't want to talk to her about this. If we could, I'd like to ask her a few questions, especially about how the father was asked. That's just very strange to me. We might want to get him on the phone, actually. I might want to talk to the father-in-law, the presumptive father-in-law, because that's weird. I mean, I'm just saying, there was a million different ways I could be like, hey, when you get 5 minutes today, can you just call me into the kitchen? I want to talk to you about something. Not like, guys, I need to go upstairs. This one's bad. Is that a copy of the Gusto from the Buffalo News? Could I have that, please? Thank you. Thank you so much. I'll be back whenever. And then all of a sudden, there we are. Oh, my goodness gracious. No, but we're taking your calls, 803-0930. You can text in 716-803-0930. It's the same number. We're asking if you have advice for Joe Beamer. He just popped the question to his lovely fiance, and they're expecting to get married in October of 2021. And that's super exciting for everyone. And we're just giving him helpful advice. And so far, Beth, her advice was amazing. Ann's advice was incredible. Ray, do you have advice for Mr. Joe Beamer?
Yes, I do.
Go ahead.
Hi. I'm a recently retired clergy person.
Mm.
And the best advice that I could come up with, if I had to narrow it down to one or two things, was, first of all, you are going to have disagreements, okay? I don't care how la-la in love you are right now. There are going to be times you're going to disagree. and you may say or do something that's hurtful to the other person. Here's the advice. Always give your partner the benefit of the doubt that they are not deliberately trying to hurt you. It's just a sporadic response to, you know, the situation. And the second bit of advice is nobody's ever perfect. We all have, well, some people call it skeletons in your pocket. I told a couple once that it was like we all carry around our own little bit of poop in our pocket. And it
seems to be a recurring theme today.
May or it easy for us to deal with it. But, you know, somebody else has got some other issues that you're not so acclimated to. So
yeah.
Mind that.
No. Always err on the side that your partner doesn't want to cause you hurt. I think that's brilliant, Ray, and I appreciate that. Thank you for that call and your advice. Is this the lady right here? All right. So we have Katie. You're live right now. How are you doing today?
I'm good. How are you?
Well, first of all, congratulations.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for allowing me to take your personal life and make it public. We appreciate that. I want to just get back to, now, first of all, you had no idea this was happening?
I had no idea. I was very surprised.
When you thought as a little girl about the day someone would ask you to be married, is this about as perfect as it could be?
Yes, it was perfect.
That's sweet.
To be private, just the two of us. So
now let's get back to the day that Joe asked your dad permission, which, by the way, speaks volumes about Joe. People don't do that today, and that's a really important step. As a father, you want, you know, someone to at least respect you enough to respect your daughter to ask for her hand.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's a really big deal that Joe did that. But when Joe did that, he pretended to go to the bathroom upstairs. And did everyone think that Joe is having a major gastrointestinal problem that he's gone for so long?
We were a little bit worried about him. I'm not going to lie.
And so your father basically was like, I can't. Enough's enough. I'm going to bed. No one's waiting for Joe. He might need to be carried out. Someone get him a Gatorade. He's dehydrated. And all of a sudden, he catches your dad as he's going to bed from the bathroom. That's a really strange way to get time with your father.
I know it is.
Oh, that's crazy. Well, listen, you're getting a bunch of advice, and what do you think of all the advice you're getting?
I think it's great.
No, really. I'm sure people just unsolicited are coming up to you every 5 seconds. And now is the real pressure. Have you already figured out, like, who you want in your bridal party?
Yes, I have figured that out. We haven't asked anybody yet, but...
Well, of course not. But, I mean, have there been any folks that have not made the cut? That's got to be really tough, you know, because you only have a limited amount of people, and there's probably more than 5 important people in your life.
Yeah. I mean, we want to keep it small, so.
Right. That, no, come up with all the excuses now, because it's going to be awkward eventually when you're just like, hey, you're my cousin. I love you. I see you twice a year, you know? I went to college with Natalie, and I like her better. That's just the way it goes. Hey, Katie, congratulations to you. I really look forward to meeting you one of these days.
I know. We got to set something up.
All right, we'll do. Hey, Katie, congratulations. God bless. Joe, I mean, she sounds fantastic.
She is fantastic.
She's
yes.
Super funny and smart. But yeah, that they all thought you were having an issue in there. In the bathroom when you're waiting for the father-in-law.
Well, that was like the worst thing. I had to wait a week to tell everyone else. Oh, by the way, I wasn't. It's not what you think.
Well, yeah, I know. Well, but at that point, what's the point? If you excuse yourself and go upstairs, it's pretty much over. Let's go to Gary and Collins. Gary, go ahead, sir.
Dave. Yeah, I've been married 4 times. I was widowed twice, and I'm on my 4th marriage now. And I have learned a few things. I've had some advice over the years. And one piece of advice I was given was that, you know, instead of giving 50-50 in your relationship, you know, you have to give 100-100. Because if you're only giving 50, what are you doing with the other 50? And the other piece of advice I was given, and that I've learned is absolutely true, is that anything you want to do in life with a partner, you've got to understand there's going to be compromise. And neither one of you can expect 100% of what you're looking for. So you look for some medium, you know, intermediate ground where both of you can get a satisfactory result out of it. You know, if one looks
at... That's really, Gary, that's really, really good advice. Did you hear what he said about the 50%? If you're not given 100%, then let's say you're having a bad day and you're at 60% in the relationship. She's still at 100, right? Everyone's happy. Everyone's good. But if you're not giving all of yourself in the relationship, then what are you dedicating it to? Work? You know, you're thinking about other projects. You're doing other things. Gary, that's excellent advice. We appreciate you. Let's go to Frank in West Seneca. Frank, go ahead, sir. Hey, Frank, you there? Oh, Frank's got the radio on. Hey, Frank, when you hear this, you'll realize that I'm going to come back to you, but you got to turn the radio off because you're on a delay. Ron in Hamburg, go ahead, sir.
Yes, good morning. Ron in Hamburg, I just want to let the community know that my mother's parents, who were married on this day one century ago, their motto for a successful marriage, and it was successful, was never go to bed angry at each other. And they did a great job. They had a wonderful life. And
how long were they married when they passed?
Oh, 70 years.
That's 70 years. 70 years.
70 years.
That's amazing.
Yeah, they were very, you know, healthy.
What age were they when they got married?
About 20, I think.
Wow.
Yeah, they were married to St. Mary of Sorrows in Buffalo. Church is gone now, of course. But
in 1920, when you were 20 years old in 1920, I wonder if that was like the, like even looked at as being a little too old to get married then.
I don't know. All I know is that my grandfather's boss said it. His name was Roy Main, the meat cutter. He said, "Okay, Roy, I'll tell you what. Out of the generosity, I'm going to give you a half a day off today so you can get married. A half a day, and not the whole day." They did. They went
half a day.
And they thought it was wonderful, first time they had ever been there.
He works for Ebenezer Scrooge.
Oh, at least.
Yeah.
At
least. Count your stack of coins and throw a coal in. Unbelievable. Ron, great call. 100 years, I mean, that's how long ago it was. But they were married for 70 years when they died.
70 years, and, you know, they quoted my favorite Neo song, "Don't go to bed mad at each other."
Or wake up mad at each other.
Right.
Just don't be mad at each other.
Yeah, exactly.
Right? Let's go to Bill. Bill, go ahead. You have advice for Joe Beamer.
Yeah, congratulations, Joe and Katie.
Oh, thanks, Bill.
And they took mine. I had that same one. They're never let the sun set on your anger. I also had anticipate each other in showing honor.
I always heard that, Bill, as meaning always stay angry because, you know what I'm saying? Never let the sun set on your anger means, like, just keep angry all the time. But I know what you're saying. You're saying just don't be angry when the sun sets.
Exactly.
There you go.
And anticipate each other in showing honor. You want to always have that good morning every day, like the first thing up. And like I said to Sandy, pray together, whatever you want, Lord's Prayer, Chaplet of Divine Mercy, whatever prayers you want. And on a practical thing, we did the, for checking accounts, we had like my checking account, her checking account, and a joint checking account, so whatever works out for you. And one last thing. I was going to say that famous reading that you hear sometimes at church, like Ephesians 5. If you look up John Ricardo, he is a guy that really explains that very well, and it's a good thing. It's spelled with two C's, so that's your homework.
All right. Appreciate that, Bill. Thank you. All that advice, good advice. We're going to come back, and we're going to talk about COVID in schools. We're going to have two different lines. If you're a teacher or in education, daycare, wherever it is, you can call 644-9875. Parents, students, you call 803-0930. We'll take your calls. We want to break you into two separate groups because this is really two separate ways to tackle this issue. Do you feel confident? Are you making plans right now with watching your kids? And as a teacher, what are you thinking about going into the school year? Also, college, totally separate set of circumstances. We'll talk education, going back to school, and COVID. 644-9875 for education, teachers and professors. 803-0930 for students and parents. Right after this.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.